Aside from the ghosts of the Caesars and the lure of Holy Rome, visitors are usually charmed by the Roman people themselves. Everyone has his own story of how helpful, friendly, and gay the Romans are. On my own first day in Rome, for example, three friends and I had bought some roast chickens, bread, and a flask of red wine. Finding no place to eat it, we sat down on the steps of a deluxe apartment building and fell to. The porter came out, stared at us, shook his head sadly, vanished, and returned with a tray and four glasses, saying, "But, signori, it is a pity to drink wine from a bottle." Romans are a curious mixture of the very newest and the very oldest. Polybius, a Greek historian, wrote more than 2,000 years ago that the Romans are without rivals in their enthusiasm for progress. Today, no city in Europe is so quick to adopt modern gadgets, and critics often sigh that Rome is becoming Americanized. Such things as jazz, jukeboxes, pinball machines, banned recently by the police, and blue jeans are seized on avidly here. Rome was almost the first city in Europe to make a success of the American supermarket idea and the drive-in theater.